What do I do now, guys? I forgot bullets! So, I do play Destiny. I have played it, just not very well. I got to a point where I was like, yeah, this is great! Never went out! Oh, that's a, not so good anymore.
Thank you. Hi. Hi, this question is actually for my niece, because she's a little shy. She wants to know what your favorite season of Castle is.
I'm sorry, what's your name, little niece?
Anna.
On a scale of 1 to 10, how shy are you? What was that? I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you. That's fair. That's fair. I was shy. I'm still shy. I'm still very shy.
I doubt that.
I overcompensate. My favorite season of Castle, I would have to say, is season 1. And I was super duper jazzed to have a job. Super duper jazzed to have a job. But as seasons go, it was probably one of our most difficult. The hours were incredibly intense. We were working 18 hours a day, 6 days a week. It's not the coolest. It's not the coolest all the time. It gets really, really intense. But we were all doing something we all very much believed in, and we were kind of in a bubble, because we weren't airing at the time. We filmed the entire season, or the half season, we were a replacement, a mid-season replacement. And then we could let it go and just go, oh, people like it. So there's really no pressure of people watching during it, but just the intense experience of getting it done. It was very team building. We really enjoyed it.
That was my favorite season too, so.
I knew it.
Thank you so much. Hi.
Good day, sir. So I know that all of us are big fans of some of your more well-known projects, but I was wondering if today you could talk a little bit about your superb starring role in Dracula 2000.
I auditioned for Dracula 2000 for a role that I didn't get. The director, Patrick Lussier, was so kind. He said, listen, I loved your audition, so much so that when you see this movie, you're going to see me directing the guy who got your part to try to do what you did in your audition. So I was like, thanks? No. And he said, listen, would you please come out? I know it's like would you please come out and just do like a couple scenes in this? I said, yes, absolutely. And then he said, and I certainly hope we work together one day. We're gonna do something else one day. And we did White Noise 2. We did that together one day. So it was a fantastic experience. It was one day in Toronto on Halloween of all days. And you know who's still very, very kind to me ever since then? Every time he sees me, Jerry Butler. Jerry Butler. What a classy, classy guy. Super kind. Really nice guy.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Okay, let's go right here. Okay, hi.
My name is Heather.
Yes, I saw you yesterday. Nice to see you.
Yes, you did. Seeing that some have considered you've been typecast.
Are you reading your question?
Only part of it. I can't.
I also love that you kind of refer to it and then I kind of
very professional.
Actually, you do a
fantastic job. Very professional with that card. Considered being typecast as a tall, handsome, capable, tough guy, not to be messed with, and I'm trying to quote you, so with good hair.
Tell me I'm wrong.
How long would it take for you to make the decision for a plump role if you had to cut all your hair off, and what would the decision be?
Oh. All of it, like shape my head
bald. No skull cap.
Shape my head bald, kind of thing. Here's the problem with that. My hair's great right now. I'll tell you that. My hair's great. My hair's great for a lot of reasons. One of the best reasons for me that's super secret that you guys don't know about is the back of my head is entirely flat. There's no brain case back here. There's nothing that joke where typically a brain would go, there's like a hair. It's all kind of smushed in like that. I don't know if I was dropped as a baby. No one's pointing any fingers. But, yeah, I think like Michael Rosenbaum has an amazing bald head. He's very self-conscious, though. He has a bump right in the back. He's really super self-conscious about it. Now you know. He and I were just talking about bald yesterday, but yeah, you wouldn't want to see the back of my head. You go, oh, this guy's like, oh, is there something wrong with him? It would be distracting. It would be distracting. That having been said, pretty much any part, really. Hair goes back.
Has there ever been a role that you've done a big physical transformation for? Like a Full Metal Jacket, you know? Vincent D'Onofrio transformation?
I'd say probably Serenity was probably the best shape I've been in my life.
Wow.
You're welcome. Saving Private Ryan, they gave me an option. We're going to cut your hair. Do you want like a trim that can function in your life, or are we going like flat top all off? Let's go. I said, well, what's Tom Hanks doing? All off. I said, all right, let's do that.
Nice. Hi,
Lori. First of all, thank you for being Captain Hammer, Captain Mal, Captain Everything. What was your, speaking of all your parts, what was your one white whale of a part that you never got that you always wanted?
Nathan Drake!
I try not to think of it in those terms. I mean, if you knew how many auditions I have had in my lifetime versus how many roles I've had in my lifetime, you'd be shocked. Oh my God. And it's kind of, you'll go into an audition, they'll say, hey, he's great, he's too tall. And the next audition, he's great, not tall enough. It's never something that's within your control, unless you just blow your audition, which also happens. I try to do a great job in an audition and then just let it go after that. Have there been roles that have kind of slipped through my grasp that may be better handled? The opportunity would have been, yes, there have been those things. Do I want to share that information? Probably not. It would probably just be the worst thing to do to the internet and to those people responsible. Yeah, it would be the worst. So there is a white whale or two out there, but I try to pretend they're more like skeletons in my closet.
It's true, though, as an actor, you spend so much time, you know, people look at you and they think, oh, he works all the time, all he does is work. But there's always the process of getting the job and the audition.
Exactly right. And take Castle, 8 years of a show, take that out of the equation. I've spent more of my career unemployed than I have employed. So my job, my real job, is looking for work. That's the job. And then you get little vacations when you work.
Absolutely. Hi.
Hello, good day. My name's Elias, and first off, love your roles, Castle, Firefly, the works. And
I love your voice, you sound totally relaxed.
Thank you very much. So, with all the experiences that you've had as an actor playing such iconic roles, what would you say would be one of the most valuable lessons that you yourself have learned along the way, and why?
As an actor?
Oh yeah.
Valuable lesson from, I guess, a castmate or an experience.
I've had a lot of incredible lessons that I've learned, and I think the smartest ones I've learned is from not making my own mistakes, learning from other people's mistakes. Being smart enough not to make them. Being smart enough to turn to the person next to me, who's been doing it longer than I have, and saying, if you could start again, and tell yourself, here's what you need to avoid, or here's what you really need to do. And I've done that a lot in my career. leave the room with your dignity. That one really sticks to me. When I go to an audition, I've talked to this much older gentleman who's still acting, much, but you need like a super duper old guy. They call this fellow in. He says, Nathan, I just try to leave the audition room with my dignity. That really sat with me. It really did. I think mostly what I tried to do and what I've learned is be kind to everyone on your way up, because they're the same people you're going to meet on your way back down.
And that could be applicable to all areas of life. All areas. Hi.
Where are you?
Okay.
Hi.
Hi.
Hello. Hi, I'm Nathan. You are.
So I am a huge Shakespeare nerd to the point where I actually work in the education department of the Colorado Shakespeare Festival. I would like to know, would you like to be in another adaptation of a Shakespeare play? If so, which play?
Shakespeare terrifies me. Yes, it's English. But it's kind of like yoga with a thesaurus, you know what I mean? I'm so scared of Much Ado About Nothing, I tried to chicken out, and Joss wouldn't let me. I said, hey, don't worry about it. And I don't have anybody to replace you, so no, you're stuck. And my part was a small part. It was a small role, and I was so worried. And my first day of filming, I'm watching Clark Gregg, and he is amazing. And I'm going, I better not blow this. This is serious. These guys are for real. These guys are 100. My friends hate when I say that. I just learned yesterday. I'm going to be totally 100 with you right now. Get one of these. For me, Shakespeare is like, off my list, done. Yes, I've done Shakespeare. I'm not really anxious to do that. I'm going to leave that to people who are gifted. What was that last bit that you yelled?
Wherefore means why. Just remember that. It makes everything easier.
Oh, good. Okay.
Good.
Wherefore me, God.
Thank you.
Hi. First of all, thank you guys for coming to Denver Comic Con. It's really awesome.
Wherefore me, God.
This is a question actually for both of you. Occasionally, because I was flipping channels last night and came across a movie starring Claire Kramer, which made me wonder, if you're doing that at home, you're flipping channels, you're in the hotel or whatever, if you see yourself on the television, do you stop and watch? Do you skip? Do
what do you do when you see yourself on TV?
Well, if my kids are there, I may let them watch, depending on what movie it is. They're just now starting to understand
Let's say they're not in the room, it's like 10:30, just gonna surf the channels, and go, oh.
I may watch a little.
What do you think about? Do you think about performance of whether or not, oh, I remember that day, and, oh, that guy, I haven't seen him, I should call him.
Oh, absolutely. Especially, yeah, I'll start texting people in the movie, hey, you're not gonna believe it. We're on. And then I'll think about how good my hair looked or didn't look.
I totally do the same thing. Yeah, it's not often that I'll sit through like an entire out of anything, but if I'm on, or if I'm like, oh, my son's next. I'm gonna watch it a little bit and then go, I gotta text that guy. How would we add to that? That's a good question.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, absolutely. Hi.
Hi. So you have been involved in a lot of Marvel and DC voice acting and like little cameos. The question is, if Marvel or DC were to call you up tomorrow morning and offer you any superhero role that you wanted,
what
would
you do?
Which superhero would you want to play and why?
For a second, I thought I had a job.
It was almost like she was the acting oracle here.
I've said this a couple of times. We're fast running out of heroes, but there's tons of villains, guys. Tons of villains. Scorpion. I could be in a spy. I could be the Scorpion. I could be. I couldn't be Black Manta. There's lots, guys.
Lots and lots.
I just want to say, I've been trying to moderate you for 8 years now. I've never looked
up to you.
I know he's yours. But I just want to say hi, and you're looking good. I love you, man. Bye. My first con in the United States, I think, was Dragon Con, and it was with Garrett. Yeah, that's what I remember.
That's the best. I love it.
Okay, let's go over here. Hi.
Hello. So, first off, my mother wanted me to tell you that she loved you as Joey on One Life to Live.
That's true.
Because you're super, super handsome, which is not wrong.
On One Life to Live, I was 22 years old, and I was a very attractive young woman. Very fine features.
But so today is my birthday, and so I get to spend it talking to you, so I'm very happy. So
happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
So the question is, what is one of the strangest gifts that either a fan has given you or a castmate? Because I can imagine Alan might give some weird gifts.
let's go with the fan gift first, and then we'll tackle the cast.
I have a fan gift that I absolutely adore. Sometimes people hand you stuff and it's framed off in art, it's framed really beautifully, it's all wrapped up, and so you know it's framed, you know it's glass, you know it's something that's been nicely done, but you don't know what it is till you open it, and sometimes it's beautiful, but it's like your face. I think this is amazing. If I put it up, it's a little... You know what it's like? Tell me if you've ever done this. Do you ever put your name into the search on your DVR so it just records stuff you're in? And then someone comes to your house and you pull up your list and there's your... You're like...
That was for my kids.
I don't know how that got on there. So it's kind of like that. But somebody made me a little cross-stitched Spider-Man. It's beautiful. It's really, really well done. It's this really cool action pose and it's... framed off really nicely and it hangs in my theater. It's gorgeous. That's what I call the TV room. It's the tiniest little thing. The theater. I make everybody call it that too. The where? The where? That's right, the theater.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah. And happy birthday.
Totally 100, guys.
All the way up there. Yes.
Is you called Alan yesterday, and I want to know what his response was to your
I still haven't heard from Alan. He may have gone missing. If anybody sees him, just tweet me.
Thank you. Yes, hi.
Hi,
You're bouncing.
I am.
I love it. You're very excited? Are you excited? Are you having a good weekend?
I am. I'm having a wonderful time.
Are you having a blast?
I am,
Are you
yes.
meeting great people?
I am. How about you?
So much good stuff.
That's wonderful. Well, thank you for being an awesome human being. My question is, we are all starstruck when we see you. Who are you starstruck?
Any cast of Star Trek, any iteration of Star Trek. Same goes for any Star Wars, anything.
love Stargate.
Oh, yeah, totally that too. who else? Anybody from the 80s? Bruce Campbell? Quick story, here's how I met Bruce Campbell. I'm in a crowded bar, they're having some kind of fundraiser or something, and I went early to get a table. And I went upstairs, I got this kind of nice couch area and a table, but I'm there first. My friends haven't arrived yet. I have a kind of a balcony view of the front door. In walks a very well-dressed man. I said, that guy looks just like Bruce Campbell. I'm just sitting there going, I wonder when my friends are going to get here. Bruce Campbell walks upstairs with the waitress. She says, there's nothing available up here. And he looks over at me and goes, I know that guy. Stood up and I said, I'm Nathan Fillion. He goes, yeah, I'm Bruce Campbell.
Speaking of Star Trek, you made a great, the original series Next Gen reference in perhaps like the next iteration of Serenity would be like a Next Generation, and then you could come back on the show as like the Shatner. It needs to happen.
Wherefore not?
Yes.
Hi, my name is Justin.
Wherefore so serious?
starting out with a bit of a message. A few years ago, Jewel State was here. And she told us that you two have a bit of a rivalry of sorts, and she gave us a message. So if anyone in the room was at her panel, then we've got a message for you, Nathan. We've got a...
I know what he's talking about, it's an old joke.
I was wondering your side of the story.
So when we were on the set of Firefly, we used to do things, you know, just to entertain each other. You know, you're sitting around, you're just hanging out, and everybody's cool. So Jewel and I would come up with extremely creative ways of giving each other the finger. And she'd go, oh, hey Jewel, is this your uncle?
Thank you. Hi.
Hello. I just want to say thank you, Captain Sergeant Gunner Sergeant Buck, for everything that you've done. Thank you for letting me get out of my shell and do my dream job. I want to ask you your experiences between voice acting and camera acting, how you like that, and then any advice for anyone who's getting into voice acting.
First of all, what's your dream job that you got into?
I'm a firefighter.
Nice work. First of all, that's super scary and dangerous. So I'm glad you got out of your show to save lives and rescue people from fire. Camera acting, voice acting. With voice acting, you can certainly leave a lot of it to everyone else to do all the work. They have to do all the visual. All you have to do is take care of one part of your story. And you know what? Honestly, as an actor, that's actually your job. You take care of one part of the story. And they say there are no small parts. You are a part of the story. Do a great job. That's your job, whether you're voice acting or you're on camera. But if you're voice acting, you don't have to worry about what pants you're going to wear or anything like that. Doing your hair and stuff like that. Unless they got a camera on you, which is now what happens. They put a camera on you too. It's like, oh man. But I did recording for Cars 3. Guys, I'm in Cars 3. And I came in there kind of disheveled, and they had a camera, and I said, oh, I said, oh, don't worry about it, it's just for the animators. The animators watch your face when they animate your car. And I don't know if you've noticed, I talk out of the right side of my mouth. That's true. I'm super hard of hearing in my left ear, so I talk to the ear that can hear me. My car does the same thing. Talking to the right fender. Thanks for being a firefighter.
Thank you.
Thank you. Hi.
Lordship. Long time fan, first time question asker.
Good for you.
Huge fan since Two Guys, a Girl, and Pizza Place. And I was wondering if you had a great story about working with Ryan Reynolds and the rest of the cast.
Okay, I'm going back now. I'm going to go way back. There was I had a lot of really crazy adventures on that show. I got to Bo Derek came to do a couple episodes. I got to meet Bo Derek. Oh my God. Exquisite. What a wonderful lady. So beautiful, so crazy. I'm trying to remember. What's a great story? When I first got the job, Ryan was banging on a glass partition while Richard Ricciolo was being a sports announcer inside for a chess match, I think, and he was really blowing it. So Ryan was banging on this glass as per the script, and the glass smashes, and he goes through, and pieces of glass are falling like guillotines, and he slowly backed out without being decapitated and goes, "I'm fine." And there's this giant gash across his palm, just pumping blood down his arm. He's going, "I'm good." I remember that.
That'd be hard to forget. Thank you. Okay, hi.
Hey.
I love your outfit. Who are you dressed as?
It's, I stole the idea from this really ruggedly handsome guy's on TV.
Probably true.
Did you consider yourself a singer before you did Captain Hammer? Or did you do a lot of singing in there?
My dad is a singer. My brother is a singer. I can carry a tune in a bucket. One of my part-time jobs working my way through university, I was a karaoke host. That's true. My song was Bobby Darin's Beyond the Sea. And if requests don't start coming up right away, I'm going to just start singing The Rose over and over again. That was my thing I would say all the time.
It's a good one.
Thanks. No guess.
Thank you. Hi.
Hi, I'm Leah.
Hi, Leah.
Met you yesterday.
I love your outfit.
Thank you. Hufflepuff came in for the win. My question is, I don't know if you ever got to read the castle books that they wrote to go along with the show, but they mentioned Alton Brown multiple times. So my question is there any celebrity chefs that you would love to hang out with or that you've already met and loved hanging out with?
Those aren't really my circles.
I know, but would you like to meet? Because Alton Brown is cool and rides motorcycles.
Let's go with Alton Brown.
Okay. We should tweet.
Do you think a celebrity chef would be a good friend to have?
I like food. Right? I like food, so I like a nice restaurant. But when you go to the nice restaurant and you go, "I don't know what anything is." And it's got an essence of, "I don't even know what that is." And I'm looking stuff up. Like, that's not my jam. I'm a steak and potatoes kind of a guy. Take meat, add heat. That's my... It's a prostitute in my kitchen.
Thank you, and you look great. Hi.
Hey, you do have a lot of cross-stitch in your house. We have been noticing, my wife and I, with Santa Clarita Diet, Cars 3, and Modern Family, you're in all the things. And so I was wondering if you could maybe expand on your plans for world domination.
We talked about the cast's schedule a little bit. Like the first season was very intense. It wasn't that intense all the time, but it's still a very intense schedule. After 8 years of that, I'm honestly not looking for I'm not looking for a commitment right now. Kind of want to play the field. I'm looking for a little condensed experience and then learn a little something and put my little gunny sack and a stick over my shoulder and start walking along those railway tracks. Just watch me fade off into the distance. Do I turn back? I don't know. Maybe when you looked away, I turned back.
Thank you. Hi.
Hi, good morning. My question to you would be, what do you feel is your greatest accomplishment as an actor?
Oh, that's a tough one. Greatest accomplishment as an actor.
You know what? I will say, I've had a lot of personal accomplishments. I tease my mom because she always says, "Why you? Why did they pick you?" And she doesn't mean like I'm not. She's like why? How fortunate you are, and how lucky, and how great. And how could this wonderful thing? It's just, she's just excited, and you know, she's sharing that wonderful day. And I tease her all the time. My mother is a saint. God rest her soul. Not dead. Listen. But when I come to these conventions and I'm signing some autographs and you guys step up and we're signing a couple objects and then you say something along the lines of, "Hey, not to bum you out, but my mom passed away last year, but watching Castle or Firefly, like, this is the thing we did together that brought us joy, and it was in your last whatever," and or it's like that you have a fond memory of someone who, like, there's some form of entertainment we've done that has touched you or in some way that's meaningful that you're going to hang on to for a long time. And I was almost going to cry. So I feel like I've done something when people talk like that. I come to these things and I find out where your heads are at. And you guys are all excited about the same stuff I'm excited about, which is why I love these things. And those moments and these moments make everything really worthwhile. I feel like I'm actually doing something.
Hi, my name is Jane.
Where am I looking? There you are. Hi.
Hi. I have watched everything you've been in, and I think you have amazing range. So if you could control all the variables, what more do you want to accomplish as an actor?
I'll take that even a step further. Is there a character, a historical figure, maybe, that you have thought of developing a role for yourself around, or even a story as, you know, from a producer standpoint? Or do you need me to hit on that?
It's so weird for me, like, we talked about living the dream, and it's funny to say, living the dream? I'm living the dream. I dreamed big, and I'm living bigger. So it's weird to think about what are my dreams and aspirations out in the future. Good question. Dang. I guess I would love for I would love for the ability to say, to be at a point where you say, you know what I would really love to do? Do you know what I think would really be great? Is to put these people together with this director. I would love to be able to start calling some shots. And or maybe at least being involved with some really smart people who are calling the shots. Probably better. A lot of it's probably better. There's a lot of smarter people than me out there. I'd like to just start continue to work with them. I'm doing it right now. I'm living the dream. Thank you.
Thank you. Hi.
Hi, Tracy.
So everybody here really loves you in Firefly. And what? References show up in your other work. Do you have a direct hand in that, or do you have like writers who are like, "Oh my god, I love Firefly, will you put this reference in?"
In Castle, if it was written, it was definitely the writers. If it was just something I was doing kind of as a look or a thing, it's a little bit me sometimes. Sometimes I would say, "Hey, if I'm going to mention a soap opera, why not mention the one I was on?" And then, yeah, totally, no problem. And like, it was just, when I did Percy Jackson, Sea of Monsters, it was literally written into the script. Best TV show in the world, so of course, canceled, just like Firefly. And I said, that's amazing. But if we pull it back a little bit, and say, best show in the world, so obviously, canceled. Everyone will know what we're talking about. Right? So it's, first of all, I find it a joy that there are people out there who want to pull in those references, who see the value and see how fun it would be to pull in the little elbow nudge to their audience. I love that stuff.
Thank you. And this is going to be our last question over here. I know.
Hi, my name is Jason.
Hi, Jason.
I want to say I love your work. I was going to talk about two guys, a girl, and a pizza parlor. Great show. But instead, does the nickname Toast and the United States International University mean anything at all to you?
Sorry, no.
Well, I only ask because I'm not sure who my father is, but my mom showed me a picture of you.
So glad you were the last question.
Denver,
because
we are so psyched that you're here.
Quite frankly, I choose places that I want to see. I've never been to Denver, and it's on my list, and now, and I'm going to tell you guys, I'm having a fantastic time. I will be back.
Serenity, but you can't take the sky from me.